kind of a bit of an all-encompassing term, really. I define it as an investment that in some way is making a positive contribution to the physical or social environment upon which we depend for the future sustainability of our world. That's how I would define it. I think it has been classed as sort of green, ethical, all sorts of other terms as well, but that's how I would define SRI.
And who does this attract then? Because I suppose coming into investments, most of us, if we're lucky enough, have some sort of investment somewhere. Who's actually would be interested in putting money into socially responsible investment? Is it those just with a very green outlook in life?
Not necessarily. I think in the past it's tended to be pitched at people like that. But I think I would say, you know, it's open to sort of everybody now. And one of the things that I am particularly keen on, which I kind of mentioned in the book, is the fact that I think if investments now are sustainable from a socially and environmental point of view, there's a very good chance that they can be financially sustainable as well. And so I think that is an argument that would attract a much greater audience. So I think most people, actually, if you ask them, would want to ensure that we have a better, safer planet to live in. And at the same time, if you say to them, look, you know, you can make a healthy return out of investing that way, I think it would attract, as I say, quite a lot of people.
And that's the question, I suppose, because I'm sure a lot of people that are investing might think, well, yeah, I'd like to do something which is seen as being green, seen as being socially responsible, the rest of it. But if it meant they were going to lose out by doing it, I dare say a few of them might suddenly turn a blind eye.
Yeah. That's a fair point. I think it's something that's been bandied around for a long time now, that there's this drag on performance by investing in SRI stroke ethical funds. And there's a lot of evidence now to suggest that, on the contrary, it can actually add something to long-term performance. So, you know, I think the tide is definitely turning now. And as I say, there's a lot of information out there to suggest that actually, you know, people can get a decent return from this type of investment.